You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered The Power Zone with DU. Happy New Year, all. Today is our very first episode of 2017. We are excited, fired up, and ready to go. If you are a returning listener, we appreciate you, and we are glad that you put us on the agenda for Wednesday evenings for 2017. We will not disappoint. And if you are listening in for the very first time, well, thank you. We appreciate you. We want you to sit back, have a great time, take notes if you need to, and tell a friend to tune into The Power Zone with DU. We want you to Facebook it out, tweet it out, LinkedIn it out, Instagram it out. Tell everybody The Power Zone with DU is the place to be to get the resources to help you elevate to your next level of greatness in 2017, both personally and professionally, family. On that note, we're going to go out on a small break and share a little bit about what Darlene's Utopia is. And when we return, I have some exciting information for you as it relates to my affiliations and upcoming events. We'll be right back, family, after this small break. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Family, and welcome back to The Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have re-entered The Power Zone with DU. We want to take this time to share some upcoming events as it relates to Darlene's Utopia or affiliations of myself, Darlene A. Anderson. Family, mark your calendars for the Making of Moguls. Say it with me, family, one more time. The Making of Moguls, an entrepreneurial conference scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. This is our third annual entrepreneurial conference, and we are excited about it. We have designed this conference in such a way where we are helping entrepreneurs such as yourself and small business owners sustain their businesses. Even if you're a professional considering starting a business, we want you to come out and get the resources and tools you need to establish your business right from the ground up. Again, that date is April the 1st of 2017. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, please follow us at Darlene's Utopia on social media as well as our website. Okay, affiliations for Darlene A. Anderson, that would be myself. I invite you all to join me as I partner with Upon This Rock Ministries in Mount Vernon, New York, this coming Saturday, which is January the 14th of 2017 at 12 noon. I am going to be out there and we are going to be holding a workshop on professional development. I will dive into resume writing, answer your questions as it relates to networking in a professional environment, give some tips as it relates to searching for a job, and do my best to try to link you in a direction to help you obtain employment for 2017. It is a free event. They are inviting individuals in the Mount Vernon area as well as individuals in downtown. So that means if you're in Brooklyn, if you're in Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, please come up and join us should your schedule permit at Upon This Rock Ministries. Again, that event is January the 14th at 12 noon. To learn more, you can log on to our social media networks or you can refer to Upon This Rock Ministries just the same. Now, we also have some great news as it relates to the series of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears as If You've Already Lost. You all have been asking for it and I am definitely giving it. I will be doing a series of workshops in this year for Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. We will be diving into the 10 fight principles of ensuring that you get to live the best life ever, personally and professionally. The first one that we will be addressing is supportive networks. Everybody needs somebody, family. I invite you all to join me on January the 21st at Fusion East Restaurant. That's 1179 Elton Street in Brooklyn, New York. Again, that's Fusion East Restaurant at 12 noon on January 21st. There, you will partake in an intimate setting where we will be discussing what supportive networks are. We will be looking at what reciprocity is, establishing partnerships. When I look around, my business from the ground up has been established through my networks, great partnerships, bartering, reciprocity, the dynamics, the principles of reciprocity we will be addressing on the 21st. I invite you all to come out. And here's a winner's tip for you from Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Supportive networks are invaluable and necessary in one's quest for success. As we tackle the inevitable challenges in life, having a system of individuals who can provide emotional support and practical guidance is a necessity. Plus, it promotes one's overall stability. Referring to a confidant or a host of individuals in with whom you can share your concerns will not only reduce stress, but it can initiate conversations that will produce resolution. Everybody needs somebody. Family, now is the time to get those business cards together, to come out, share who you are, see who can help you get to where you want to be, and how you can be a blessing to someone else. I hope to see you all on January 21st at Fusion East. We're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, we're going to dive right into conversations with our very first guest. We'll be back after this break, family. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you tried, no matter how often you tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Good evening, family, and welcome back to The Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have re-entered The Power Zone with DU. This is our very first guest for 2017. It is an honor to have her on the call. I was speaking with her not too long ago as it relates to when we first met. And it's been around 8 or 9 years. So to have her on the show on this evening to speak to when we met, what she's been doing thus far, and what she has going on in the future, again, is an honor, and I hope you all receive it just the same. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you all, because we're just going to jump right into it, Ms. Dre Cleveland of the Power Players Club. Dre, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm good, sister. I'm excited. This is our very first show for 2017, so we're just going to roll the ball. How are you?
I am awesome and amazing. It's just been, you know, the last year, I don't want to say its name anymore, but last year was really a crazy year. So coming into 2017, it's a new beginning, new year. I'm really excited about everything that's coming down the pipe.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome. We're going to speak to how we know each other, because I just can't dive into the Power Players Club. I want to speak to the Power Players Club, but I also want to let the people at home know how we know each other. And I was saying, keeping in mind of what we'll be talking about later on, your February initiative, I'm excited because when I first met you, it was at DU's Conversation Series. That was our second one, and we've done 17 thus far. For our listeners, DU's Conversation Series is a conference that we hold quarterly. It depends. We've gone more to annually, but we have one coming for 2017. And that is an opportunity for men and women to come together and discuss the many attributes of maintaining healthy relationships. And it's a lot of fun. We've had authors, council people, sex therapists, you name it, clergy, we had it. And Ms. Cleveland was actually a part of our second conversation series. It was such an honor to have you. I remember like it was yesterday. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember that. I met so many amazing people, including you, that I'm still in contact with today. That was really, really an awesome event.
I am glad, sister. So we want you to come out. We're definitely going to keep you informed of when the next conversation series is, because we would love to have you on. Shout out to Tyrone Brown. Tyrone is definitely a Brooklyn mogul, definitely a Brooklyn mogul, and we wish him nothing but further success in 2017. So that being stated, tell the family who Dre Cleveland is. Who are you?
Well, let's see. If I had to put myself in a few words, I would say that I am a motivator, a person who is given to inspiring people to be their very best, and mostly through the power of love and faith.
So you're a motivational speaker. You are a life coach and professional coach, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's speak to the coaching, because it's very detail-oriented. Your practices are, out of the normal, what some would expect. Let's speak to your coaching style.
Well, my coaching style, first, I would say I'm called your personal power coach, because that is my personal type of style that I coach from. And the Power Players Club, which you mentioned before, in the Power Players Club, we have 5 distinct principles that we follow, and all of those principles help to complete the coaching model that we use. So there's five of them, and you know, I know we don't have time to really talk about all of them, but
let's run it.
Them...
You give us a snippet. We want to know some snippets. So we can start with one.
Okay, so the P in power is perception is key. So that's all about remembering that you get to change the lenses and the glasses that you're wearing in life. And you get to, if you don't like the way something's going, just to remember that it's not quite that way and you have just created it that way and you get to change them, any change those glasses anytime you want. The O in power is opening up to clear and active communication, which is a big one. And that's actually the one that we're focusing on this year. And opening up to clear and active communication is about communicating with others, but it's also about becoming a clear channel and communicating from a deep space and not just the kind of mundane on the surface type communication that we like to do or that we're naturally trained to do by default. But really understanding that you need to be completely connected on all levels, whether it's with other people, whether it's with yourself, whether it's with source, they all happen simultaneously together and you need to become a clear channel so that you can create what it is that you want to create in your life. And then the W in power is witness yourself as a responsible person. And that is really a lot about becoming 100% responsible for your life, for the way that it has been, for the way that it currently is, and for the way that it will soon become. And that one is really difficult in a lot of ways because a lot of people hear blame and a lot of people hear letting other people off the hook. And that's not really what being 100% responsible is for. I like to tell people, or actually it is exactly like being in a car and you giving your keys to someone else or something else and telling it to drive you. And then if it decides to drive you off of a cliff, well, guess what? You have to go with it off the cliff, you know. But if you decide, you know what, I'm going to take my own keys and I'll just drive.
Yes.
You could be in the passenger seat if you want, but I'm going to be in control. Then you can take the car wherever you want to go.
And the E?
Energize your commitment.
And
yes.
Your R?
And the R is relate to the world with gratitude, which is basically just the icing on the cake. And remembering, ultimately, that you have to live your life with gratitude and you have to look for what's right and what's good about the world so that that's what you bring more of into your life.
Beautifully said. This is very interesting because you have, I speak about personality types a lot when I coach and do consultations, and you have your, just sum it up a little bit, you have your passive people, your aggressive people, your assertive people. So let's look at the assertive professionals, the assertive entrepreneurs, the lions, so to speak. You'll find most lions are very reluctant to join different mastermind groups, different life coaching. I coach a lot of women in the church, especially first ladies. And it's hard to coach a first lady. Oh, my God. Family, if you're on a call and you're a coach, you know exactly what I'm saying. A first lady or a pastor, for that matter. You cannot coach a pastor because it's really removing layers that leaders build. We build these layers that we don't let people in. And when you go to find places where you can remove those layers, because we all have to remove the layers to rebuild and grow so that we can go forth in our mission, when you remove those layers, you can't do it in front of everyone. So it's very rare that you'll find people that are looking for groups like this, and when they do, it's because there's trust in it. There's a big trust factor. Do you find that people that join the club, they trust you? What is that like for you, and how do you help leaders to feel comfortable enough? Once it's the first level of trust, then I know it's a whole another arena of just getting people to remove layers so you can rebuild. What's that like?
Right. Well, exactly what you just said, like the trust has to come first in order for them to feel comfortable in removing those layers. And a lot of that really has to do with being able to be an effective communicator and what we're going to be talking about, because, you know, people can feel you. Energy is very palpable. And when when people can feel that you're genuine, they can feel that you 100% are for them and that you have no agenda but theirs, people will give you the world without you even really asking.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I find, and that's something that I'm also committed to teaching people how to do, not just in professional relationships, but, you know, in their closest, most personal relationships, because I think that it's severely missing in our relationships now and in our community. We're just little pieces of our community. And, you know, if it's missing there, it's definitely missing amongst our most personal relationships. And it's a very important skill to have, but ultimately that's what naturally breeds trust in people. And I think that's what makes it easy for people to say, you know what, I want to do this.
So walk us through the process. Once they commit to joining the Power Players Club, what does it entail? And for our listeners, if you are logged on from your devices and listening in, maybe you linked onto our page on your social media, you can log on to the episode page itself where you can visit the Power Players Club and learn more after the show about exactly who Dre is and what she does. But let's just talk about it a little bit through the process once they sign up for the club.
Okay, well, once they sign up, I mean, there's a few ways that you can sign up. So that's one. But the first one is very, you know, low entry, minimal engagement, meaning for people who are not quite so sure they want to share those layers yet. Like they may have just met me or, you know, they'll sign up online. Something to that effect. And every month we do a group call, and we're talking about something dealing with using one of those power principles that I just mentioned in some area of life or business. And, people can participate. I don't usually make it a call where I'm the only one talking. You know, it's definitely interactive, so people can ask questions and we could do the coaching together. So that way other people who are on the line, you know, we learn a lot and we grow a lot through each other sharing.
Okay.
You know, so
let's talk about your baby. I want to speak about this challenge that we have coming up, the Love Challenge. Let's speak about the Love Challenge.
Okay. Well, the challenge is called the Richer Relationships Challenge. And like I said, it's based on the second power principle. And really that challenge is for men and women of color, basically to learn how to love each other just a little bit better and do that through the power of what I like to call harmonic communication, like I said to you before, which really fosters a space of genuine and authentic connection and love between each other, but also between ourselves and that person who we speak to on the inside of our brain. And also our source, you know, and as I said before, creating a clear channel between all three of those helps to solicit that. And that's what I'm teaching people to do, because like I said, I think it's severely missing in our community. You can go on Facebook any day and you'll see people complaining about their relationships with anybody, you know, not necessarily just a significant other. It could be their parents. It could be, you know, their kids. It could be their spouse. It could be somebody out in the community. There's always, you know, some complaint about the level of disconnection that we're all feeling. And we can feel it all over the planet. There is a clear energetic disconnection between people, and it's because we don't really know how to love each other.
So how will you execute the challenge? What are going to be for our listeners? How can our listeners get involved and be a part of this challenge? And I'm excited because we're mid-January. There's an opportunity for people to learn more about it, prepare for it, execute some of the interventions, I'm assuming, will be shown throughout social media ongoingly, correct?
Yes, definitely. So the people who will be participating are going to be receiving a daily task, both by email and text, because, again, I think the connection is important, and everybody looks at their text, so everybody will stay accountable in this particular challenge. But everyone will receive a daily task for 15 days, between February 8th and February 28th to help them to master the different techniques and mindset shifts that they're going to need to move toward loving the people in their lives just a little bit better. And that's really it. Like, it's going to be very simple, but I think that, you know, on a lot of levels it will challenge us. And I say us because I'll be doing it too, because, you know, all of these things are things that have to be practiced daily, and no one ever really arrives. All you could do is be better. If you know these techniques and you understand these mind shifts and these skills, you can transform your relationships without the other person doing anything. And many of my clients have seen that happen firsthand. And I, you know, that's one of the main goals that I have in this challenge, is to have people really see that the other person never has to change. And that's one thing that a lot of people are not real clear on.
You're right. When you do your work, what happens is usually it forces the other person to rise to the occasion, or you realize that your differences, if you can't come to an agreement where you'll say, all right, we'll just have to learn to agree to disagree, oftentimes you separate. You separate.
Right.
Whether it's personal or business, eventually you pull away from each other, because when you do work, it shows, it becomes a part of your armor, and it's such a beautiful thing, especially in communication. Just as far as using myself for an example, not cursing as much, giving my life to Christ and really just turning things around for the past couple of years, and profanity is a big thing, especially as New Yorkers. But once you stop and you communicate differently, the people that you would give that language back and forth to, they start to look at you differently, but they also start to examine what they do, and by involuntary measures, they rise to the occasion. So I love that, and communication is extremely important. So this is great. So how can our listeners, where can they visit you? How can they sign up for it? Is it free? Is it a small fee? What do they have to do to be a part of this challenge?
Well, the amazing thing is that it is absolutely free. I want for everyone who wants to start to love people a little bit better, connect with people a little bit better, communicate with each other better. I want it to be no barrier to them being able to participate. So all they have to do is go to www.therelationshipchallenge.com, and that's where they can sign up. And then the only thing that I ask, which for some people is as good as asking them to pay, is that they must provide their telephone number, their cell phone number. And here's why. The reason I say that is because all of us get inundated with so much email now. I feel like half the email that we all get is junk mail, and we easily miss things. I want you to be able to look at your text message and see, oh, I'm supposed to be practicing acknowledgement today. I don't want you to have to look through the emails all throughout the day to find that. You know, it's supposed to be active. It's supposed to be something that you're actively doing in your life, not something that you got to wait till you get home to do. It's not that. Your relationships are happening all day, every day, and there's always prime opportunity to be practicing everything. So you can't wait till you happen to see your email. It needs to be right there where you can see it right away. Now, there will be emails, you know, with a little video or a little thing just to maybe explain a little bit more what you're doing, but ultimately everybody checks their text messages, you know, and we're not going to over inundate, and we're going to promise that it's only going to be on the days that we agreed, you know, but it's very important that be there. So that's really the only thing anyone needs to do to participate.
Beautiful.
And we're ready to have an amazing time with that.
This is great. So we're going to actually prepare, and time flies. I really enjoyed you. I am excited about partaking as much as I can in this challenge. We all can use a little love, like you said. I know I can always use a lot more love in my life. So I'm excited about this. If you could share just one thing that on March 1st you want to wake up and feel as if you've accomplished from this challenge, what would that be?
I just want to wake up and have the feeling of love, that we accomplished love.
Love. Beautiful. So, sister friend, this is our first show. I would like for you to take us out on the song of the show. That is a song that we ask our guests to share what motivates them and why. So please share with us a song that you feel inspired by when you hear.
One of the songs that really inspires me is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, Dre, it's been a pleasure. I'm excited
Absolutely.
About this challenge. Family, log on to our blog page if you didn't get that information so you can check it out and be a part of it. Register, give her your telephone numbers, and be involved. Don't just sign up for it. Be a part of it. Be disciplined, do it, and share the love. As she said, the universe needs it. We're going to go out on a small break with Unwritten, and we'll be right back.
Undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find.
Family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. I am excited about this segment. We have an awesome woman that's going to come forth and speak a little bit about who she is, her enterprises, and what she has in store for you all in the NYC this coming month, actually in a few weeks. January the 28th of 2017, she is going to be holding her very fifth annual conference. So we're going to speak a little bit about who she is and what that conference is about. I want to introduce to you all, without further ado, Ms. Shanice Starr. Shanice, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Peace, beautiful. How are you?
I am great. It's an honor to have you, sister. We have been in passing for the past couple of years. I will say even, I just met you for 2016, but it's been around 2 or 3 years. Every time I leave an event, they go, did you meet Shanice? Did you meet Star? Did you meet Star? And I'm like, where is she? No. So over the past couple of months when I got an opportunity, I believe that was in October, to connect with you at Kim Sutup. I have to acknowledge Kim Sutup of PIP. She is a sponsor of the Making of Moguls this year, family, 2017. I got an opportunity to engage with you at her event, and I'm so excited because we have you on the Power Zone.
I'm grateful. I am grateful. Thank you so very much.
You're very much welcome, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy every day.
Happy every day. Happy every day. Let's let the people know, because I know who you are, but I want our listeners to know a little bit more about Ms. Starr. Who exactly is Shanice Starr?
Someone that's participating in my life experience and my ascension. That's who I am.
Well said. Well said. She is an author. She is a motivational speaker. She is an entrepreneur. She has an enterprise. She is a life coach. You are phenomenal. So, and I know that you're also very humble. You're very humble, and that's one thing that I admire about you. But you do have an amazing ability to motivate people, and you do a great job at it. So we're gonna talk about that when we talk about your conference. I want our listeners to know, where are you from? Are you a New Yorker, born and raised?
Absolutely. Harlem girl, absolutely. Born and raised, Harlem.
What was it like growing up in New York in your era? Because things are changing now.
I mean, I grew up in an era where somebody else could spank you. I grew up in an era where you didn't talk back to your elders. I grew up in an era where before you went outside, you took care of your chores. I grew up in an era where Saturday morning was clean up time. I grew up in an era, if you want it, you better work for it. So it depends on what subject matter we're vibing on, but it definitely is a different moment in time. Yet I'm sure our elders and ancestors could say the same thing when we were growing up and when they were growing up. So it's always going to be different because we're different with a different character of people.
That is great. I like that. Let's speak a little bit about S. Starr Enterprise. It's been an establishment for approximately 10 years or so. How did it get established, and what exactly do you do as the founder and CEO of this enterprise?
S. Starr Enterprise raises people's levels of awareness to their life, pretty much. So I deal with the nucleus of self. So every event that I do, every program that I have, is something that I live.
S. Dot. The dot is important. Can you please explain why?
It's important because it's like stopping. It's not just a flow. Just about everything that I do, whether it's I Win, Celebrate Thy Brother, it always has dots in it because it represents and symbolizes the process.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, you mentioned it a little bit. I mentioned it in the opening. Let's talk about Celebrate Thy Brother. You mentioned it a little while ago, and I opened up with it. I want to speak about Celebrate Thy Brother. You're in the fifth year now of this amazing conference. Let's speak to it a little bit. I'm excited about being in attendance on this year for it.
Awesome. Well, Celebrate Thy Brother actually is going on its 12th year. It's just this is the fifth year devotional anniversary. It first was birthed in 2005. So it's been something we've been doing for quite some time now. And pretty much it's just an event. It's a devotional to tell our brothers we love you, we appreciate you, regardless that we need one another. There is no me without you. There's no you without me. And we have some healing to do. So we basically do this event the last Saturday of January every year where we highlight brothers in our communities and communities around that we feel deserve some recognition, that they don't have to be on the big television screens and have to be known on social media for people to say, I see you, I recognize you, and understanding those are important for healthy relationships, recognition, celebration, and we just give the opportunity for the collective to do it. And again, everything we do, we want you to take back into your home. So it's just a moment for people to come together and celebrate and love up on one another genuinely.
Amazing. Now, family, if you're listening and you're on your devices, if you're able to log on at your desktop, your phones, your tablets, I want you to click into Celebrate Thy Brother. You can check out more information about honorees from last year and prior years, as well as vending opportunities. Now, Ms. Starr, are we still accepting vendors for this event?
Oh, no, that sold out actually in October, if I'm not mistaken. People are getting hit for that. It's a yearly event. So, no, those opportunities are all gone and sold out. They can register for 2018, though. The 2017
family,
is a wrap.
Register for 2018. Now is the time. Register. But you can definitely get a, I wouldn't even say synopsis, because it's very detail-oriented. You're going to get more than a brief summary of who Star is, what they're doing for this amazing celebration of men, how you can purchase your ticket. They have packages. I see family and friends purchases. So you're doing individual and group rate tickets as well.
Absolutely. Our registration is available all year long. So literally people may go and say, oh, my gosh, like as of today, you know, it's $78 online. Yet those in the community know our tickets start at 20, you know. So we're very community oriented, but we're also business owners, you know. So we have, so right now, if someone registered for 2018, it would be $21.
Family, if you're interested in coming out, it's not just really about, although it's an amazing event, it's a great opportunity for you to network, meet mm-hmm. other people, see how you can get involved in community initiatives. It's a great all-around event where you're coming and you're growing personally as well as professionally. I'm personally excited to be in the house on the 20th. Looking forward to this. Very much so. Looking forward.
We look forward to you being there.
Thank you, sister. So, family, again, now celebrate thy brother. CelebrateThyBrother.com, or you can log on at the Power Zone with DU channel and click right into that. Ms. Starr, it's been a pleasure. I'm excited again to see you in the upcoming
yes.
weeks, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm always grateful for platforms and a vibe with like mine. So I appreciate you. All the things you share with me, obviously, is a reflection of self, because that's all we definitely are. So continued blessings in the said year, 2017, for your listeners. And I look forward to connecting with you more often up in the next coming 12 months.
Indeed, indeed. And please give my regards to your sister girl, your friend, your partner, Miss
yes,
Latoya.
Latoya Parker.
Yeah, I'm again looking forward to seeing both you ladies. Have a blessed evening, sister. Family, we will be right back with the Power Zone with DU after this small break.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Thank you for returning, family. This is Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. I want to thank you for joining us on this evening for the Power Zone with DU. I encourage you to return next Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with your networks. Check out the archive. And if it is something that you can take from this conversation to help you elevate personally and professionally, then I'll job here is done through great candid and stimulating communication. If you are interested in joining us on the Power Zone as a guest, if you're an author, a motivational speaker, if you have a business, if you just want to come on and talk about what you do in the community to help make a difference, we invite you to log on to our website and stake your inquiry, and we will see how we can help make that a reality within this new year. We also invite you to check out Utopia Network Inc., our affiliate organization, where we are doing things within the greater New York to help disadvantaged populations. We have a series of library events where we're helping individuals with health care, professional development, economical development, resources, whatever it's need, whatever is needed to assist an individual in being better personally and professionally is the goal of Utopia Network Inc. through linkage, advocacy, and awareness. That said, family, it's been a pleasure. Until next time, be well, be safe, and continue to progress. The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.